We welcome our guest, Philip Carter. Philip, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Hey, doing just fine. Let's talk about that project, Songs from the Storm. Why'd you name the project Songs from the Storm?
Well, I was putting the project together and realized that all the songs had a common theme. And the theme was is that the songs range from happy emotions to sad emotions to the kinds of songs that make you think. And it just seemed like all of them were fitting for a person that was in a storm. And so I first came up with Songs in the Storm, but I didn't want to stay in the storm. I want to come out the storm. So I said, well, you know, these songs would be helpful for somebody that's currently in a storm. And so I really wanted to help. I just kind of named it Songs from the Storm because the project really begins with a great day. It ends with I love the Lord, and it kind of just takes you through a range of emotions. And so it's songs that will help you get out of the storm.
How relevant is this project for today's Christian or for a person who is not saved?
Can you repeat that question? I'm sorry, my baby was hollering.
Okay, no problem. I was saying, how relevant is this project for a person who is a Christian or maybe for a person who is not a Christian?
Well, I think it would minister to both of them. I think it's relevant to both of them. I think anybody likes good music, one. And to a Christian, I think they can recognize the anointing when they hear it and recognize, you know, that the blessing that may be in a song. And to a non-Christian, you know, the first thing they say, well, this sounds good. And then when they sit down and really listen to the message of the music, and I think it will affect them in a positive way and hopefully will lead them to Christ.
On this project, it looks like you've got something for everybody because you've got praise and worship, you've got traditional. Who are you trying to reach on your project?
Everybody. Anybody that the project could possibly reach. I mean, we have a vision to minister, you know, to minister to the masses, and so I would hope that a project like mine, or I would hope that the vision for this project would reach, you know, millions of people across the world. So that's our sincere prayer.
Looking at your album cover, you look very serious. How serious is your ministry, Philip?
It's a serious ministry, but really, I'm a playful person. I don't like to smile, even though when I do a lot of laughing and joking. But I've always been a person that's been very apprehensive about taking pictures, and that you would say, well, why are you a gospel artist? But when I'm not out in the public light and I'm around my family, you know, sometimes I tend to be rather serious because I have a lot of things on my mind, and that's just a look that I have adopted over the years, and I'm really a fun, playful person who likes to have a lot of fun. So that look is really indicative of who I am when I'm in my thinking mode.
Okay. Love the Lord, the first single. Tell us about that particular song.
I love the Lord, the down-home, foot-stomping song that encompasses a few of the old standard hymns and that we put together, you know, from back in the day. It really speaks of my upbringing, growing up in a traditional church, listening to James Cleveland and Charles Nix and Reverend Donald Vales. You know, it's just one of those songs I feel like that can minister to everybody. Even though it's a down-home traditional song, young people and more seasoned people alike still love that sound. And I think, you know, the way we put it together, you know, with the mixture of hymns and things like that, kind of makes the song unique. And, you know, it was just something that was burning on me. I mean, I have a lot of traditional and praise and worship, other types of music that is more mainstream, but I just felt the burning that if we put something like that out, it would be refreshing, it would be different from what's already being played on the radio.
Now, you put out several projects, but I believe this is the first project that you're going to do nationally.
Right.
What made you want to say, hey, this is the time, or why are you saying this is the time to go national?
Well, I did my last project 4 years ago, and we really wanted to, I feel like that the music that I have, that the music that God has given me, is more than just music that needs to be heard locally or regionally. And I spent the last 4 years trying to learn the business and making the necessary connections and trying to get the finances together so that we could make a national push, because I always felt like that my music could reach a lot more people than it's reaching right now. And that's what really facilitated the national push. And, you know, it's just so ironic that we're all in a recession and people are struggling. But, you know, I just believe that even in the struggle, you ought to just try even harder to try to make a way. And, you know, it's hard for an independent artist that's an owner of an independent label to make headway in the industry when there's so many big giants that put so many major dollars behind their artists. But I believe that God is making a way for us to impact the industry. And I think really, you know, it's the relationships, it's the favor from God, and ultimately it's the music, you know, it's the music that really paves the way for you and whether you're going to be successful in this industry.